Early start to the day. Was up about 6 o'clock. Jumped in the shower. It was about, oh, I don't know, 6:30. Watched my telly. Breakfast, coffee. Left the house at 7. Got to the studio about 20 past. Been working since then. It's now 8:30. And just been posting a couple of episodes of Audio Gravity, mainly because I'm trying to work out the process of cross-posting to other sites and what areas I need to think about. I originally thought it was like 10 steps to be able to do a show, but really, with all the additional bits I do, like adding extra links in the comments on all the different sites, I need to start thinking about how I'm going to do that, how I'm going to take the links. I don't know if they're going to be generated from the APIs from different sites, and then I can sort of grab those and then put them in. I don't know how that's going to work. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with that, and I don't even know if on some of the APIs of these services, if you can actually do comments via the API. So interesting stuff. Interesting because I think if I can pipeline it to a point where we have to build a tiny little application, anything that saves me time of putting stuff into Evernote, instead of putting the links into Evernote from all the sites that I normally find, I'm thinking I might put a whole group of URLs, make a little toolbar thing that I can click on when I find something cool, which adds it to the program, and then literally I can click another button to randomize 6 of those links to give me 6 links to go on, and then just put in the text description, and that feeds multi-URL and feeds comments and all sorts of stuff. So it's a bit of a multi-crossover API, grab bits from here, post bits to there, but I think if I can sort of fine-tune the process in my head, then pushing content will only require us to literally click and record and upload, and then if we upload through our little system, it does all the cross-posting and comments and everything else we need it to do. Which would be epic, because that's really where my heart is with this kind of stuff, is to be able to sort of do lots of stuff, but very minimally, and allow people, because I think that's what people want. They want the ability to make content on whatever platform, audio or video. This is a little bit like Synapse. If you've ever seen the film, oh Christ, I don't even remember the name now, but if you do a search for Synapse and Nerf, then you'll probably find the film name. Old school retro hacker type movie from long time ago. I've just had a comment from James Glory. Cheers, James. So awesome. I'm heading now to Antenna for breakfast and coffee, and meeting with James Random. I'm gonna have a quick chat with him, and then back into the studio to set up the MyGoCard unofficial blog. We then have a mailing to go out with MailChimp and Flowtown for Living Arcs, and then I'm going to have a look at putting together a blog post for BitTorrent for Buddy's podcast. And then between all of that, I'll be editing and blurring out various bits for my go-cards videos. I've done a few, but I need to do at least probably 5 today and get those put up. And also set up their, get the details for their Audioboo account so we can start putting some podcasts up. All in all, pretty packed out day planned. And then later on this evening, I'll probably head over to home, take my bike from Antenna, and stay over there tomorrow, sort out a bunch of paperwork that I need to get done. And then I'm guessing that the ceiling is going to get readjusted in here, and maybe we'll get a couple of magic arms somehow. I'll also need to touch base with Audio Technica, because we're doing hopefully something with them with audio for the studio. So all good. Right, Oski, 4 minutes, sorry, didn't mean to be bored. Have an awesome Monday, and I'll probably speak to you in a bit.